Here with ESPN, Sal Palantonio at the NFL's annual meetings. Sal, with regards to the Broncos, all everybody talks about is a quarterback position. They've said over and over that they're happy with their two young guys. What are you hearing?
I think they are happy with their two young guys, Philip. I think, you draft Paxton Lynch in the first round, and your general manager is a Hall of Fame quarterback. So you would presume that John Elway knows what he's doing regarding a first-round pick who happens to be a quarterback. I was at Paxton Lynch's pro day, and I thought that he was a first-round quality quarterback. But in the hands of John Elway, now you're talking about a guy who could be a franchise-level quarterback. So I think you've got to believe in him. I think you've got to nurture him. I think you've got to train him if Trevor Siemian has to start the season as the starter. But I think by the end of the 2017 season, Paxton Lynch should be your starting quarterback. If he's not, something's wrong.
There's been a lot of changes in Denver, including the head coach position. What did you think of the hire of Vance Joseph?
He's an unproven quality. He's an unknown commodity. And we'll have to see how it works out. I mean, I met him. He seems like a strong leader. He seems like he's a good communicator. But can he coach? And can he coach on game day? These are key factors. This team has been carried by this defense. And he's going to have to put his stamp on this football team.
The big news here at the meetings, of course, the Raiders moving to Las Vegas. For the Broncos, that means two teams in the division are relocating. How do you think that affects just the balance of everything?
Oh, I think the division is in upheaval because of that. There's no question about it. It's very difficult for a franchise to move and sustain any kind of stability. I think, coming off a 12-4 season, Derek Carr breaking his leg, the team moving, the division is wide open. There's no question. But you're starting with a new head coach in Denver. I talked to Joe Ellis, your team president, last night. And he said, it's a short hop for Broncos fans to go to Las Vegas. But that's not till 2020. Mm-hmm. The Raiders have to play in Oakland for two more years and then be a lame duck season in 2019. So the Raiders, I think, are going to have a difficult time sustaining the kind of success that they had this year. The Chargers moving, difficult. They're playing in a venue that's completely foreign to them. You lose the home court advantage. The Kansas City Chiefs, I think Andy Reid only has 1 year left on his deal. They're not quite ever sold on Alex Smith. This division is wide open, up for grabs. But you're starting out in Denver with a rookie head coach and a very inexperienced quarterback.
Here at the annual meetings, of course, Broncos owner Pat Bowlen not here. He was so close to getting into the Hall of Fame last year, knocking on the door. Do you think this is the year for him?
Well, as you know, I'm a Hall of Fame voter, and I supported TD without a doubt. I think Terrell Davis should have been in. It should have been in a long time ago, and I'm glad he's going in. And it would have been nice, and I made this point, that Pat Bowlen go in with Terrell Davis. So it didn't happen. I think that Mr. B should be in the Hall of Fame. I'm on the Contributors Committee. I intend to push Mr. B very, very hard in August when the Contributor Committee meets so that he's in the class of 2018. I don't want to see it done posthumously. To me, that would be a mega crime. I thought Ken Stabler, apologies to Raiders, to Broncos fans, but I think Ken Stabler should have gone in a long time ago. Mm-hmm. And so, for him to get in after he passed away, I thought it was a terrible injustice to the Stabler family and to Ken himself. So, I think Mr. B should get in. He should get in now. He should have got in last year, in my view. It would have been great to go in with TD. And so that's my view. I think he should be in.
Well, we hope that this is the year for Mr. B. Sal, thank you very much.
All right,
I appreciate
Phil,
your
you.
Time.